This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we are, right back where we started from, it seems. Another week is over, and we have the opportunity to go through the big stories of the week in the News Talk radio field. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, both members of the DJV show. We normally on the program, we devote ourselves to lots of different things, but this time, this is a specific hour devoted to the 10 top stories, in this instance, the week of October 12th to the 16th. Also, the people list. Don't often get to the people list, but they're usually part and parcel of the stories. And sometimes, I want to change it up a little bit. Sometimes we start at the end with number 10. Sometimes we start at number 1. Sometimes we start in the middle. I do want to start at number 1 this week as we turn our attention, at least for a moment or two, away from the presidential race. But then when you get right down to brass tacks, it seems that it sort of plays into the presidential race, doesn't it, ladies? Under the circumstances, the confirmation hearings, people paying attention to it. Are we going to decide who we're voting on for president?
You're talking about the number one story of the week, which was Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearings, which lasted Monday through Thursday, and were a lot different in tone, I think, than the Brett Kavanaugh hearings that were last time around. Certainly, there were less personal attacks, although there were a few. But I think it does have tentacles, certainly, into the election. You have Democrats who are making the argument that this is too fast and that this is something that shouldn't be rushed through. You have Republicans saying that this is a perfectly fair process. I think most people agree that Amy Coney Barrett is smart and qualified. The question is, should she be advanced to the Supreme Court? And it looks like now she probably will be. Her hearing or her committee vote date is the 22nd, so she'll be voted out of committee at that point from the Senate Judiciary to a full Senate vote, which Mitch McConnell says will probably happen the week of October 26th. Another issue to come from this is sort of the retribution angle, which is Chuck Schumer and some of the Democrats saying, well, if Republicans do this, then we're going to pack the court if we win power. And that means adding justices to the Supreme Court. Right now there are 9. You would probably see an additional 3 that would be added to the court because you can't. You have to boost it up by 2 or 3. And so,
Who was the last president? Because I know throughout the hearings it's come out that multiple presidents have done this in the past.
No one's actually packed. So nobody is this. The Supreme Court has been 9 for 184 years. And FDR, I think, tried to do this, and it failed miserably because it's just not popular with the American people. And
not a good idea.
Yeah, and the reason people say it's not a good idea, because if, let's just say, everything turns over into Democrats' hands after November 3rd, if they decide that they're just going to kind of go freewheeling and start to add justices to the court, eventually a new election will come along, conservatives will win and have control,
then
and then
no
they'll
reason
add.
To have a Supreme Court. The
correct.
Supreme Court becomes useless.
If you have a Supreme Court of 50, how effective is it?
Well, it isn't that, Jennifer. It's that it becomes political, like everything else. And the Supreme Court is supposed to be sans politicization.
Right.
And that's why there's all this hoopla. Where do we find good justices that are not political? I don't want to know what your socials. I don't want to know.
Well, and
because
that's
it ought not to be
Amy
a feature of the consideration.
This week, Judge Barrett said, you know, it doesn't matter what I think in my personal life. It doesn't matter what justices
think. But then why has she written so many public opinions? And
well,
she has signed
all
on,
the judges
you know,
have done that. Look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Well, she worked for the ACLU. I mean, my goodness. But that's okay. In her personal time, you can do all of that stuff. When it comes to you as a jurist,
no, I don't think
you want
I think
to
you
apply
should be
the law. So then you think Ruth Bader Ginsburg should have been disqualified from the Supreme Court?
If, ACLU connections, it makes it very obvious what he's thinking. No.
Well, no,
and
but
Amy
if you're
Comey, all these
if that's
people,
who you're working for, well, yeah. Okay, so then my only thing is, yes, do I think she's intelligent? From what I saw, sure. Do I think she's the best, brilliant, most, you know, brilliant legal mind in the country? No. And the thing that, the thing for me, and I don't care what, take away all of the political stuff and all of her personal views on abortion and everything else, which she's made very clear, I don't think she's qualified because she's only been a judge for 3 years. She has not had the casework that I believe it should be held to that standard. Brett Kavanaugh himself said that Merrick Garland was one of the most qualified people in the country to be on the Supreme Court, and we didn't even give him a hearing. We didn't even give him a chance.
Because
and now this woman who's only been a judge for 3 years gets
but it has nothing to do with
through in days.
Let's
it's
be,
ridiculous.
Let's be really clear, though. It had nothing to do with whether or not Merrick Garland was qualified. No one ever cracked at his qualifications. The difference is that during...
It's a sad missed opportunity.
During
the Brett Kavanaugh said he was so brilliant.
During the election year, when you have one party in the White House and another party in the Senate, that there's no precedence for hearings ever going through. When you have the same party in the White House and the same party in the Senate, there are instances when this has happened. I think it's happened 8 other times before.
This is ruining our country, this kind of stuff. Ruining it. Ruining it for our next generations. It is. It's just everything's politics. Nothing is judged on the merits. It's asinine, and it's incredible that we're getting to this point. All right, so let's get to the dueling town halls. Number two is the presidential race, and there are a lot of issues that go along with it. So what came out of these town halls, one on ABC, one on NBC, one with Biden, one with Trump? So what did we learn that was shocking, news-making, and would change people's minds about who they're going to vote for? Ladies?
I don't know if it's going to change anybody's mind. I mean, from my perspective, what I've seen in the coverage is that the first 20 minutes of Trump's town hall was actually a debate with Savannah Guthrie, and she was asking him hard questions about white supremacy and about taxes and all of this stuff, and then finally they allowed some of the people from the crowd to ask a few questions, but it really turned into more of a debate between Guthrie
and
Trump.
Wasn't a town hall meeting then, really.
On the other side, George Stephanopoulos was asking Joe Biden what people consider to be very softball questions,
of
and
course
didn't
he
even
was.
Ask him once to comment on the story about Hunter Biden, his son, and to deny or to avow it. He also allowed Biden to get away with not answering again on whether or not Joe Biden supports court packing. And Biden said, you know what, I've made up my decision. It depends on how they handle this, and I'll let you know.
He said that he would say before the election that what his I think he's too
moderate
and too conservative.
People are voting now.
He has not been in favor of it in the past. I do not think that he is going to pack the court. What I do think might happen, there is already a bill that I think it passed through the House or it's making its way through the ranks. But I do think the issue of of term limits for the Supreme Court members, I think that is probably going to be a realistic thing. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg was asked about that for many years. She said, you know, she said, look, I'm happy that it doesn't exist because I want to keep serving as long as I can, but I understand that it would make sense if it does exist. So this new bill has been proposed. It's an 18-year term limit. So I think maybe instead of packing the court, having term limits
would
probably
be considered unconstitutional. Would it go to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, right. Right? Yeah, would it end up there? I don't know. Huh? That's a good question. Well, I don't know because it would be a law. It would have to be a new law that would be passed.
I don't know.
They're all about laws.
I just guess I don't know how we're so comfortable with the hypocrisy that we're seeing play out in this presidential race. I just don't. I don't understand.
Hypocrisy everywhere. It's not just this race. It's been things have been completely the mess that's created by the lopsided judgment, if that's what you want to call it, whether it's the news media, public institutions. We live in an era of political correctness and naysay, and we just don't live in a free society anymore. We're not free.
But
we're
how
not.
Do we ever, I mean, really, I go back to this. How do we ever find truth if we now glaringly see that the mainstream news media is in the tank for our candidate? How do we do that?
I don't know that you do. I think that's part of the problem.
How do people who watch Fox News all day long,
it's Fox News against everybody else. Fox News, I think, does a far better job of presenting both sides. When was the last time you watched it? They have Democrats on every single day. When was the last time you saw a Republican?
So I want to go to some, here is a standard that I'm very upset to see weakened. C-SPAN has suspended Steve Scully.
That's another one.
Now, how
they
do you...
should have. That guy is a big lying phony. And by the way, Trump called him out, and everybody said, Trump's being crazy. There's Trump again, fake narrative. And Trump was right again. Steve Scully, who was supposed to be the debate moderator and a serious journalist on C-SPAN, wrote a tweet, and he's so old he didn't know how to do it, wrote a tweet to Scaramucci that he thought was private, Anthony Scaramucci, who hates Trump, to try to figure out how to deal with Trump. I'm sorry, Steve Scully, you need to deal with a guy named the Mooch to help you figure out what to do with President Trump.
What do you mean, what to do with him? I don't know.
That he was asking for advice about Trump from the Mooch. He was asking
how
to handle
him.
What can I throw at him? And then, Steve Scully said when the tweet came out and was made public, he said, oh, my computer was hacked. That wasn't really me. And conservatives, my friend Sebastian Gorka said, I believe him. Steve Scully's a good guy. I believe him. Trump came out and said, this is fishy. He's lying. And everybody jumped all over Trump and said he's lying and being Trump again. And guess what? He was lying and it smells fishy. And apparently he's used this before.
Well, once in a while,
Trump
would get it right.
3 times.
All right, we're in the overview, the throes of talking about the big stories. And number one, number two, number three we're going to do next, which is an overview of where we are with the COVID situation. High-profile COVID patients are getting a lot of publicity. We'll get to that as we continue on this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The charts for the week of October 12th to the 16th, that's the focal point of our discussion here on the Talk Radio Review, where it's now 21 after the hour.
Boom, 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 boom! Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's time for us now to get back into the overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find them listed there every week, all the stories and the people. Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television as well. All the focus on what has now become, without question, the most significant format on the radio and in podcasting. Spoken words and the info about what we are. Yeah, we're into this stuff big time. All these conversations. 30% increase year over year listening to this format. So congratulations to you for listening and all of us for doing this stuff. Number three. Well, I think that's good.
The humble brag is.
Yes, okay. Humble.
Congratulations to you for getting to hear how great we are.
Right, exactly. Oh, my God.
Round of applause for us. Okay. The coronavirus is at number three. Apparently, there are at least three cases linked to the Biden campaign and to Kamala Harris. Yes? Is that what the is that the most high-profile COVID case of the week? Two?
Yeah.
Three?
There's a third now, yeah. It was the communications director, someone that must have worked on the plane. Victoria and I were speculating. We think maybe it's the pilot or somebody, because they say it's someone who had contact, not close contact, but it wasn't on the campaign, I guess, on the payroll. And now there's a third coronavirus case that's linked to the Biden campaign, again, on the side of, it was two additional operations people, so maybe another person involved with the travel, along with the top aide to Kamala Harris. So they've all contracted it. She's getting tested, obviously, as you would, and I guess just suspending her campaign through Monday, and then she'll be back on the campaign trail again.
As a blend of sort of three and four, four has to do with health care. Did you note? I remember we talked about this early on, and then it didn't go anywhere. Now it's back on the surface, how your blood type may predict whether you get COVID or not.
Did it work for me?
What?
What's your blood type? I don't know mine, so.
I'm O positive.
Really? I'm type A positive, and according to this information, A or AB are the most susceptible to getting it. And so it hasn't gotten to me. I think it's it may be part and parcel of what goes on. But if you have a strong immune system, again, you're not going to have a problem with this.
Well, that's not true because I know that you think that it's not. You because not people with is, strong immune systems have still gotten the virus. It doesn't mean
they haven't
you're
died
Superman
from it. The people who will die, I guess maybe I should clarify, you're not going to die from COVID if you have a strong immune system.
The fatality rate is very low when it comes to coronavirus. But, I mean, it's not just, it's not just...
Yeah, the comorbidity thing is really more of of a concern. But just saying that you have a strong immune system doesn't mean that you can't ingest the virus if someone coughs on you and has it.
And get it, yeah, right, that's true. So what about the protective measures that we're all taking? Are people more wearing masks? Or are they getting more fussy about the kind of masks that they wear? Or I was talking about being at a farm auction last weekend, and half the people there had masks on and half of them didn't. And it was a large gathering of hundreds of people, would you say, Victoria?
I think that's, except for New York City, where everyone has to wear a mask, I think that the half and half thing seems to be at least what I've seen
pretty normal
in New Jersey. Well, it's not, I don't agree with it, but it's just that's people are getting lax, and we're seeing the numbers go up. The latest epidemiology report from this week is there's only one state that didn't have an increase or remained at a higher level, and that was Texas. And that's because Texas got hit so hard later, much later on, that the numbers had no place to go but down.
Yeah.
So only Texas is going down. I think there were 11 states that stayed at the same level, and every other state had a spike. So
Dateline Los Angeles. The mayor compares the people who are homeless to horse manure. Film at 11. How'd that go over, Jennifer? This is a countdown.
Well, surprisingly, the media didn't pick it up, so he didn't have to answer for it. But yeah,
really?
It's not the best look.
To make a lot of noise there, KCAA in the Inland Empire. Hello, are you listening there?
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Joe Biden both held town halls Thursday, the president holding one in Miami. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden in Philadelphia talking about court packing.
I have not been a fan of court packing because I think it just generates what will happen. Whoever wins, it just keeps moving in a way that is inconsistent with what is going to be manageable.
So you're still not a fan?
Well, I'm not a fan. I don't say it depends on how this turns out, not how he wins, but how it's handled.
That audio, courtesy of ABC, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have the votes to confirm Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett later this month. The Kentucky Republican saying she'll come out of committee next Thursday and will go to the floor for a vote on the 23rd and stay until we finish. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Americans should probably rethink the way they want to celebrate Turkey Day this year. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details from a member of President Trump's coronavirus task force.
The coronavirus may have people wanting to scale back their Thanksgiving. That's a recommendation from Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CBS News that people should be very careful when planning holiday get-togethers, especially if family members will be traveling to join.
I think people should be very careful and prudent about social gatherings, particularly when members of the family might be at a risk because of their age or their underlying condition. Namely, you may have to bite the bullet and sacrifice that social gathering unless you're pretty certain that the people that you're dealing with are not infected.
President Trump revealed Thursday night during a town hall on NBC that he never spoke to Judge Amy Coney Barrett or any of the sitting Supreme Court justices about the Roe versus Wade case, a ruling that many worried could be overturned by the high court with Barrett's confirmation, saying it would be inappropriate for him to influence their judgment. The president then asked about his personal view regarding a potential reversal of Roe versus Wade, the president replying he doesn't want to do anything to influence anything right now. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, news talk radio, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here at your service going through the stories according to talkers. These are the top 10 stories of the week that have taken most of the oxygen out of the room when it comes to conversation, what you're listening to. And at number five, I guess I'll review the top four, the Barrett confirmation hearings, number one, presidential race, number two, COVID and who's getting it, et cetera, number three. We're on the healthcare and meds line now. We were talking about the fact that if you have type A or AB blood, you might be more susceptible to this sort of thing. And then we get into an argument. Was that argument on the air or off the air about having a strong immune system?
On the air.
It was on the air. Good. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you. Do you want to do another humble brag?
Sure. Why not? Okay, so the economy is number five. I don't know how you two are feeling it, or your friends, people that you know, people that you work with, but it seems to me, like most everything else, this has become so politicized. I guess the other question is, where would we be without the stimulus packages? And even though they're at gridlock now, think about where poor countries are, where people don't have the government to rely on, and what may be going on there. This could be the end of the world for a lot of, we talk about the stats here, how many people have died, da-da-da-da-da, and it's horrible, the numbers are awful, but we're not tracking how this stuff is affecting people in third world countries. For the most part, you know, they don't have the ability to do what the West does, and to a lesser extent, and what have the Russians done, what have the Chinese done to protect their people? I mean, most people are paid by the government anyway in those two countries, so maybe this doesn't make any difference. What do you think, ladies?
Yeah, I don't know if it does. And I don't know if you're looking at the Chinese government to hand a stimulus to people. I mean,
right.
You know, it's a much
I think this is
system.
Just in a capitalistic society.
Yeah, of course.
We would expect to have that kind of focus because business is so important. And by the way, there are a lot of businesses. These guys, why they argue, you know, with the old expression, Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Well, that's what you get with your politicians in Washington. They're fiddling around as usual. And this has become the national standard. You know, screw around, don't do anything, and the public that sends you there and whose money you are spending gets the short end of the stick. And so now you see that more than ever, and many institutions will fall by the wayside. We don't have, even if we're printing the money, somehow you got to figure out how to keep the airlines running. Somehow you've got to figure out how to keep, especially transportation and infrastructure. That's more important than really anything else. And that's, you know, one of the things that the Eisenhower presidency brought to us. I don't know how many people remember back to this. The interstate highway system started as a result of Eisenhower being concerned because of his import and impact on World War II. He decided that we needed to have an interconnecting way to get from city to city so that in the event of a war, we could quickly transport things on major highways. That's why the interstate system was built. And so you look around, that's infrastructure that keeps our country together. Well, so are the airlines, so are the trucking companies. Without that stuff, you got, what do you have? Bupkis. Unless you're growing food in your backyard, because the food travels by truck. Some of it by air. But there's so much that we pay, that we take for granted, that we don't pay a lot of attention to. And now, those systems are crumbling. And if these people don't do something about it, we're going to wake up to a really different America on January 1st, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, how many bridges just, I have a friend who's a geologist who works for the Port Authority in New York and New Jersey. And, I mean, in behind the scenes, they literally call them hold your breath bridges because that's how bad they've just deteriorated. And people going over, you know, driving over these bridges every day, it's really scary. It's all across the country. It's not just, you know, New York, New Jersey, but.
And it's despicable how these people waste, the fraud, the abuse, spending all the money that we do on building ships and more armament to blow ourselves up. And here, the things that keep the lifelines going in America are falling apart.
Right. Yeah. And then you go anywhere in Europe and you just see how the roadways are. I mean, they're pristine.
Much better than here.
It's amazing. It's so much.
This is something Democrats and Republicans can come together on.
But yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, it's like people agree that we need to invest in infrastructure. How come we can't? It's just
because they can't get their act together. And that, I think, plays into number six as well on the countdown. This whole business of education, what's going on. I was talking to a friend of mine at dinner last night who is up visiting here in New England, his daughter, who just had a new baby, and we were talking about his son and what's going on in the school system outside of Houston that they go to. Basically, everything's closed down, and the children haven't gotten any, there's no maturity. You know, it's 6 months of nothing, basically. Looking at a screen doesn't give you social or intellectual maturation. It just doesn't. And so this situation goes on and on and on. I think there should be a mandate that kids go back to school, and that's it. That's my feeling about it. I think that keeping children out of school is that's the crisis right there. That's creating.
I think it depends on the age, though, because I have cousins who are in high school, and their grades have gone up because they don't have all the distractions of high school life.
How are they judging the grading, though? Where
it's the same system that it's always been. They have their assignments they have to hand in, and it's the same thing as being in the classroom, except they're at home in their rooms, and they don't have the distractions of high school life and flirting and all the hormones and everything else. So high school kids, I think, are doing better, but the younger kids who need the socialization are probably falling behind.
Hmm. So in that circumstance, let's go. You were talking, I think we were talking in another venue about what's going on in schools, not only the testing, but who's paying for it. The government hasn't been able to push this stimulus package through, so there's no funding going to education, which is a part of this play, Victoria, isn't it?
I do, yeah, I'm not sure how much money was supposed to be earmarked for schools, but I know it's more about small businesses, the airline industry, who's going to actually pay for a national testing system, because a lot of the states, you know, New Jersey, going before the pandemic, New Jersey was in a surplus. You know, we have a governor who's a finance guy from Goldman Sachs, and he whipped the state into good shape financially, and, you know, now we're in the hole because we were hit so hard. So I know some states have been irresponsible and they don't balance their budgets and they don't do everything the way that they should. So I understand the argument from the right, oh, well, we don't want to bail out deadbeat states. I get that. But then I'm in a state that's not a deadbeat state and we need help. So I don't know where the answer is, but it just feels like there's just very little compromise. And we can't just paint everybody with the same broad stroke. Oh, well, all the states are deadbeat states, so they don't deserve any federal help. That's just not true.
I think they need to have some certain stipulations, though, because my state of California is trying to get money to bail out our pension problem. The pension problem exists far before COVID and should not be used with COVID relief money. We are running up our debt because we're trying to help people. We have no choice but to do it because people are suffering in this time of shutdowns and COVID-19. So help the people. Don't help the state that are trying to use this to fund their pension plan. Give me a break. I mean, it seems to me that if we took this thing piecemeal, like most businesses would do with line items, that we could actually maybe come to the table. But everybody's trying to push in their own special interest, and it's ridiculous. Help the people that legitimately need help because of COVID.
Yep.
All right, now, number seven on the countdown, focus on race relations. Did you see the big to-do about Ice Cube, who says that his loyalty is to Black America, apparently has been collaborating with the Trump administration. God help us if a Black guy talks to a white guy in the White House.
That's not the whole story, though. What's the rest
of the story?
He worked with both parties. That was not that's not an endorsement for Trump or Biden.
Well, I didn't say it was. It's just that their information. It's how the news media treated. My God, this guy should be hung.
It was kind of like Dianne Feinstein getting, I guess there's a liberal group that wants to kick Dianne Feinstein. They're calling on her to resign because she hugged Lindsey Graham at the hearings this week.
Oh, my God.
That's dangerous. I applaud Ice Cube for putting his money where his mouth is and working with whoever he thinks can advance his cause. And I applaud Dianne Feinstein for hugging someone who's her friend.
What is going on here? What is the matter with people? How do you get into this big
angry.
A hole?
And
yeah,
no
I guess that's what
that.
It is. Yep. All right, number eight, the relationship we have with China and Russia. We'll discuss that. That'll be a short conversation right after these words here on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Cancer treatment takes a toll on the body, but regular exercise can help mitigate some of the side effects that can come with cancer treatment and diagnosis.
Helps us feel less anxious, helps us feel less depressed. One of the key side effects of some cancer treatments is on the heart, and exercise has tremendous benefits for the heart.
Dr. Edward Laskowski says recently updated exercise guidelines for cancer patients and survivors suggest 30 minutes of exercise 3 times per week with resistance training for a total of 90 minutes of aerobic exercise activity.
Really, the principle is any movement is good movement, and cumulative movement throughout the day is very beneficial.
Exercise not only improves survival rates in patients undergoing treatment, it can also help prevent 7 different kinds of cancers, including colon and breast.
Exercise is medicine. The more movement we have throughout our day, the better our health.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, we still have a couple of items here in the moments remaining. Number eight, our relationship with China and Russia. It seems to me it's getting worse and worse. The Chinese are getting more emboldened. They're invading our lives across the board. It's amazing. It's outrageous. The influence that they have now, and people don't even realize it. They've become very smart at this. They're not, they're the blowtorch. Russia is the hammer and sickle. They're banging. You know, Russia is just clumsy, and they do things because they can. The Chinese are a little more sophisticated, and they're a little, I think that because of that, they become a little more dangerous, frankly. The Russians are kind of out there. You know what they're doing. They're not, you know, they don't care. But the Chinese are, you know, they're much more, they're getting into our lives and into our head in different ways. We were talking about a guy who's doing an IMAX asteroid thing. Looked like a fascinating review. It's going to be on IMAX theaters, the asteroid thing. And it's financed by the Chinese, by a Chinese company.
We don't know how much of it is. There are a million production companies for every one movie, and so I don't know.
You know as well as I do, Victoria, that they shouldn't be in any of our movies. They should be in nothing.
They found their way into that industry because they want to protect their reputation, particularly in pop culture and
time. We made some
TV
Chinese guys bad guys in the movies.
Well,
and TV.
Then talk to the FCC and tell them that China shouldn't be allowed to buy radio
that's
companies.
That's absolutely
either.
True. That's another.
I mean, it's, you know, that's the most blatant of all of them.
It's really incredible what we're allowing ourselves to do in the name of money. Number nine, Roe versus Wade. That's part of the number one. I don't know. I'm so tired of listening to people talk about this because it's the same thing over and over and over and over again. We have to wait and see what comes out of this. But you're not going to stop her being confirmed. So, you know, what's next? How do you counter that stuff? That comes in time. Sports, number 10. The Dodgers have lost, that kind of stuff is all very important.
Well, you've got baseball and the NBA coming to an end. The Lakers winning the NBA championship this week, and that was a big sports story.
Yeah.
Plus coronavirus and football. Holy smokes.
Well, will the football season even end? Will it be over before it's really supposed to be over? How many teams have put off? I think the Patriots put off their game this week two or three times, didn't they? Some of the other teams as well are closing down locker rooms
Falcons
and stuff.
Falcons had to shut down too, yeah.
Yeah, right. So what does that portend for the end of the season? Food for thought, the top 10 stories on the countdown, thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug here.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is snapmedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances.
Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Car talk time, the real car talk with the real car man. That sounds like you could be a you could be a superhero of some sort, right?
Do
you
ever think about that?
Huh?
I need to pump weights.
Yeah,
I need to
pump
weights. Yeah.
Let's get you going there, man. So I've noticed a trend. A friend of mine owns a number of auto dealers, and the auto dealership, he's starting a company. He's got, I think, 14 now. There are some of these people around. There's one guy in New England called Herb Chambers who owns 60 dealerships. He's a billionaire. The money involved in getting into this, and then the kind of cash it throws off. At this time, he just bought one of the dealerships in my hometown. This fellow is a friend of mine. And I'm looking, he's a guy 50 years old. He's run a couple of dealerships and a couple of companies like this. Now he's on his own. I wonder how hard it is to just spend a minute talking about that, maybe the inside scoop, Nick Miles, on what it takes to buy a dealership, to run a dealership. How complicated is it, and where does the cash flow come from?
Yeah, I think it's very complicated, especially sort of the older you get to run it, because everything's so new and, you know, it's good sales are going online. It depends where the dealership and what kind of dealership it is. I know my friends invested about $25 million in buying a new Fiat dealership in a mid-sized U.S. city. Yeah. And that doesn't include all the building and stuff, but there's also these day-to-day running things that you have to think about. So what happens when the company changes its floor stands? Those little stands that go underneath the wheel that tell you all about the car. They change the design because they need to get more info. You have to buy all new ones.
Yeah.
You have to do it because that's part of owning the dealership. And then not every car that comes into a dealership is perfect. So what happens when you get a bad car and you make sure that the the people who are buying it get 150% of your attention and you fix it. I mean, there's all the little things in life that take fixing. So it takes an awful lot. And people lose their shirts in this business too. People don't come out as rich individuals unless they have really good and honest business practices.
Right. I think that's it. This guy's a farm kid. I've known him and his family for decades, and they are just that, honest. And that's what people like. They want to see that. They want to feel it. They want to sense it, especially given the reputation of the car salesman who's got a plaid shirt on and a polka dot tie. You know, those guys, that's maybe that has gone by the wayside somewhat. But
yeah, I teach some classes to dealers who work with Capital One Financing, and I always tell them, don't look at it as the sale that you're making today, but making it look like the guy coming back for 20 years, the gal coming back for 20 years and being a customer, and make sure you treat them right 100%.
I think that's so smart. I go back, I buy all my cars from this guy, and one of the reasons was that the fellow that ran the dealership became a personal friend of mine, and I've sent tons of people there to buy cars. And I think that's part of the word of mouth, all of that stuff. You get treated well. It's so rare that you feel good about going to a car dealership. Usually, you know, there's the screwing around with, you know, you need this, that, or the other thing. People that don't know are told, well, you need new brake pads. You don't need new brake pads. You know, that kind of stuff. You just jack up the bill. All right, speaking of what you don't need, Nissan seems to be a bunch of scum, apparently. I didn't realize that they were into this. So what's the story with them getting fined $4 million?
Yeah, so it's actually their finance arm was, amongst other things, was probably doing something that was very unhealthy for the whole world. They were repossessing vehicles outside of the law, basically wrongful repossession of hundreds of consumer vehicles. So what they did is they sort of shaved off the edges. They said they were going to do one thing. They did something else. They were taking vehicles and holding people's personal property in them, and they're not giving it back until they paid the storage fees, all those kind of things. Just exactly what you said with the dealership, doing very unhealthy things in the world. And they got whacked for it, as they should have.
Good.
It cost them $4 million, and the consumers will get money back of that as well.
And so, well, that would serve as a warning for people not to buy anything that's from Nissan Motors.
Well, I don't know if that's...
They seem to have dwindling numbers when it comes to dealerships. I've noticed three or four dealerships in my area that have closed in the last six months.
And I think it's usually because they don't have good business practices. And people know that. I mean, people aren't stupid. They want to be asked what they want and those type of things.
So the sales of imported cars down significantly. Why is that?
I think it's because we're all looking for cars that are, you know, first of all, they were shipped over on boats. Second of all, it's, you know, when they're made in America, everybody loves it. And just to let you know, Doug, I'm driving the new Bronco next week, but I'm not allowed to talk about it until December 17th.
We'll take a picture then. We'll post it. Nick Miles, our auto expert.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.